Rico, you've been in a
What happened yesterday?
I don't know. I heard a few people's names mentioned over there, so I wanted to know what the fuck happened over that bitch, bro. It was crazy when I popped in. I had to pop in and pop back out.
In whose room?
I heard Hyde's room. He wasn't in there.
No.
Let me ping Layla in there. You can ping Layla in there. You follow Unicorn?
I do follow. Come on now. I'll try to ping her.
Okay. Stack with the pack. You better have more than two packs. Oh shit! Yeah, Stack's about to go back up. But hold on, Stack. I just want. I don't think you was there yesterday.
No, I pinged her.
What happened?
Shit went nuts yesterday. It was people was hitting me saying they talked about. Next in the other room. I was like, let me pop up in here real quick. Albert told Jarvis, said that Jarvis' wife was ugly.
Oh, yeah,
shit
I heard
like
about
that.
This. I heard about this.
That was crazy. What happened, Rudy, yesterday in Haas room? I know you know the scoop.
I don't know, to be honest with you. I was in there, but I wasn't really listening. Nigga, you know what, nigga man? I hope you don't find out nothing. I hope you stay in the dark.
You're very mean to me. I don't understand why you're mean to me and nice to everybody else. Shit. Nice to everybody else but me.
Shut your nappy
headed
ass.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Big fat fucking mouth.
Your nappy headed ass up and leave me alone. Because like, I was being real genuine.
Shut your big fat fucking black mouth, Rosie.
Go get your hair done.
Y'all are nuts.
Stack, I like that watch, man. I seen the same one like that in the middle of the mall.
Yeah, nigga. You wish. You wish, nigga.
What a punch.
Anyways, hi, Rico.
Hello, Lisa. Lisa, I know you got the scoop, Lisa. What was going on over there in Haas room yesterday, sweet Lisa?
You want to fuck with me, Rico? Why? Why? Why, nigga?
Now you my guy. Hey, Lisa.
He got you. That was a good one. That
Lisa
good
don't
one.
Really say too much. Lisa don't. She don't. She try to stay low.
Nah, Lisa can't
room?
Come up with
that
much people.
I was in a
people,
couple
but...
of rooms yesterday. Which
so
room
what happened yesterday? Like, what
in?
The? What was the tea? What was going on, man?
I don't know. There was a couple of rooms that he was in, so I don't know which room.
Somebody ping Shagan, man. I don't know. You know, this girl always acting like she's fucking innocent. This got a fucking hijab on job on it.
I hope that wig fly off your head while you in your truck one goddamn day.
I hear a triggered nigga. And who's this anonymous person? This anonymous person, stop being a coward.
Yourself.
Like, what the
you
fuck?
Think you're fooling us? We know you black with the American flag up there. We know you, like,
yeah,
that's just
weirdo.
A weirdo.
What happened in Haas from yesterday? Haas. Let's ping Haas. Somebody
there
ping Haas. Yeah.
There you go. Now you're thinking with the half-wit brain you got.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Rico.
Wow.
He's just on a roll.
He's shooting everybody today, huh, buddy?
Rico stays at the bottom all day, then comes up, starts shooting niggas out of the group.
You're like a stressed out, lonely bitch in your PTR, but nobody talks about that, do we, Rico?
I was actually relaxing at PTR. I don't know why people think I look stressed.
No, you were sad. Because your face looks stressed.
No, I wasn't stressed. I think I was just like waiting. I was like probably waiting. For, I don't even know. I can't remember that picture.
Your PTR saying, hello.
Is it me
you're looking for?
How's not even online?
Ping him anyway.
I did, but he not online.
Jehovah's here. He knows right, Jehovah's always around.
Over where he at? Hey, Mac, was Mac in that room?
I think the Mac unicorn was the unicorn was in there.
I was in and out, bro. I was at work. I was in and out.
The what?
Bro, I was in and out, bro. I was at work, so I don't know.
Here's the unicorn. She definitely knows. I don't know.
Oz was cussing everybody out like he always does. He said, what did he say?
No.
Instead of recycling it, you should just throw it away, basically.
No, but I heard him mention a couple of people. Yes.
Oh, people specifically? I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't.
I stopped listening.
That.
It was too much stupid floating through the room. I got pinged in there.
What I do know is I said that in a chat in another room, and then he made a room about it. Like verbatim.
I did hear Jarvis say that Dr. Albert said this was in Big E's room. He said that Dr. Albert was trying to make a point about average looking wives, and he said, and then he said something. I wish I would ping him in here, like Jarvis. He said, "Oh, look at Jarvis' wife. Jarvis' wife is average looking," or something like that, trying to make a point. And I guess Jarvis got this shit pissing him off. I don't know. I wasn't there. I just heard him say it was telling the story. So ping your uncle in here, Dr. Albert.
Yo, Rico got me on the floor. You're crazy, nigga. Rico, what'd you say? Who's uncle,
that's y'all
nigga?
Uncle, nigga. Y'all
nigga, that's
uncle,
gay, nigga. That's yay people, nigga.
And then he was saying about that, somebody was saying about beautiful
Jarvis
wives,
said, you know? He called Jarvis' wife regular instead of respecting his union.
Niggas was crazy, bro.
And they told Dr. Albert to PTR his wife. Like, people were saying he never PTR his wife. For real. I wasn't there. I'm just repeating. So ping Jarvis in here. He'll tell you.
Yeah, let me see. What's up with all these anonymous cops?
Get out of here.
Can we make rules about anonymous people?
Go back to the anonymous room.
God, damn, y'all pussy. And they sitting there like, yeah, you can't do nothing to me. You can't do nothing to me.
I know who the shade person is and those two champagne glasses.
Who that is,
Rico? I have no idea, but I wish I fucking did.
Oh my god, I thought we was on to something here, you lying fuck. And never trust a light skinned nigga. Hold up, respect. Mr. E. But I don't.
Layla, how you doing?
Can somebody ping Jarvis in this bitch?
I'm good, Rico. How are you?
You ain't...
Who changing their voice for Rico? Rico.
That was nice, right? Mm-hmm. You doing what you doing, Rico?
Yeah.
Are they giving you a hard
thank
time?
Thank you, Layla. I appreciate you, bro.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on this app today.
Layla, I just want to talk to you for a minute.
Yo, get your fucking spirit-chucking ass out of here, man. Nobody wants you here, man.
Got me from the Gambia in West Africa.
Hey, I don't care. Stay in fucking Zambia, man.
We look from Senegal.
No, I'm from Zambia.
Oh, that go Diego, I guarantee.
Go back to Zambia, Diego. You animal.
If anybody knows Diego, no. There's nobody from more information than Diego.
I think he's Rwanda. He giving me Rwanda vibes.
You give me Rwanda nuts. Diego right from... there? Put Diego up. I don't know anything. Diego, you know everything. Dr. B definitely going motherfucking Philippines.
Dr. B knows. Dr. B was in the room when they were saying it.
I'm from the Gambia, smelling with West Africa.
Yo, pick this fucking spear-chucking ass nigga. Get out of here. Shoot. Get out of here. Scram. Fuck. What's up, B?
Yeah, I got another room. Goddamn.
Yeah, I wasn't I'm bored. Here. I'm about to get off soon.
Y'all niggas could have went to the gym.
No, I'm in the truck. I'm about to get off work soon. Who the fuck are you? Mind your fucking business, man.
I'm sorry. Now, I'm going to the gym.
You can mind your business come to me, but what happened yesterday, man? What was the ruckus? What was the crazy shit going on yesterday, B?
What you mean?
I heard a lot of shit floating in the air, niggas disrespecting people's wives, all types of shit.
What you hear?
I heard somebody call somebody's wife regular.
So you asking me a question about something you already know?
No, regular or ugly, I heard that happened.
Mediocre.
That's what I heard in the air. But I want to know that the context.
You talk about what Jarvis said.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why Jarvis just said he ain't fuck with Albert because Albert took a shot at his wife. I ain't no more than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jarvis didn't have no smoke. He was just like, I don't fuck with you. Like, you could have, you know, kept a thought to yourself and felt, you know, he felt like he went for a moment. So, Jarvis was like, cool. Like, I ain't got to fuck with you now. There ain't no more bigger than that. So Albert got the right to feel how he feel. Jarvis feel how he feel.
This was yesterday?
Yep. That's all it was. It was literally 2 minutes. Wasn't no content there.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Jarva didn't bug out nothing. He was just like, I don't fuck with Albert.
Is it disrespectful to call someone's wife regular looking?
Absolutely. I mean, what you think?
But a man told me you should never compliment a man's wife.
Nigga, you speak on my wife, nigga. It's exactly. Up. Nigga, I don't know what you niggas.
But that's
about,
a slight
bro.
For you want to sleep yo, with a man's
wife. Yo, any nigga that talk on my wife though, like if that's really your wife, nigga, okay, you step in any way, nigga. You don't speak on my wife, nigga. Y'all niggas be on this internet shit, got your shit confused. So shit really get real for y'all in real life, like nigga. You don't speak about people you don't know.
Precisely.
Nigga. So any nigga that speak on my wife, nigga. But I'll come see you about that, nigga.
But I'm asking if you see a man's wife in real life, you're like, damn, your wife is, or you got a nice looking wife. That's cold word for I will sleep with your
nigga,
wife.
It's still up, Rico. It's still up, nigga. You might as well just say nothing, nigga.
I know that's right.
Okay, nigga. Beautiful couple. That's right. Beautiful that's couple, right. Nigga. Keep that's it right. Pushing. Facts.
Yeah, basically pretend like you exactly. Don't see her.
Absolutely. Play Stevie Wonder.
Facts, man. And if you don't want to be one, then you'll be blind like that, nigga. You understand? Like, yeah, man, bro. Like, y'all niggas got a shit confused. Niggas speak on B. You already know. Niggas speak on my shit, bro. It's up. Cause niggas just be feeling like, all right. B, if you let a nigga disrespect you, yay, Mac, any nigga, then it's gonna be room for other niggas to feel like they can do that shit. Nah, nigga, we about to nip this in the bud right now, nigga.
Jay said it. Once you take lane, the game is follow the leader. Everybody want a piece of you Skrilla, so you got to keep it realer.
Oh, my God. The
point is, he was saying once you let one person take advantage of you, people see that as a weakness, and then they going to follow suit. So that's why you gotta nip it in the butt early. That's what he was saying. Once you tag lane, once somebody say he lane, then the game is just follow the leader.
Exactly. So if a nigga speak on, you know what I mean? Speak on anything. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know how we be, bro. You and we talk behind the scenes, yeah. Any nigga speak on your kids, bro, anything, bro, nigga stuck. Nigga, we don't fuck with you. You speak on my wife, anything, nigga stuck. It's y'all just gotta have some type of moral and code with yourself. Like, nigga, I don't talk about nobody's shit. Don't talk about my shit. We come on here to have conversations, but some of y'all should just get too messy, nigga. It's just niggas know the right niggas to play with. You feel me? Like be that nigga to play with, then you just that nigga to play with.
But you gotta be bold as shit to tell like a man that his wife is average looking. That's
yo, Rico,
crazy.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah, he think he pussy.
That shit is
yeah, he think he
crazy.
Pussy. I'm glad you said that. Absolutely.
Yo, Mac, we would have been beefing, man. You're like, nigga, we got beef forever. What you say, nigga? I probably you niggas not say nothing. If you feel that way, nigga, my mom told me, if you ain't got nothing good to say, Rico, don't say shit. Don't say nothing, nigga. I don't even looking at homie shorty, but if I do feel that way, nigga, I'm gonna take it to the grave. I'm not gonna tell you, my nigga. I'm not gonna say nothing. Yeah, you feel me, nigga? Respect at all times.
It wasn't even. It was a public room too, so he said it in front of.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
that's even worse.
It's hotter in America than it is in the DR right now. It's ridiculous. It's so hot. Yeah,
I've seen a clip. Now they were fighting Dr. B in the DR and all the inclusive results. You seen the shit?
That's why I don't go to resorts because I stay away from blacks.
They were fighting, they were slugging it out in there.
Yeah, I stay away from blacks. Blacks don't go where I go, so I'm cool. Primo knows. Here's my thing about the
yeah, I don't
thing.
Party with the blacks.
Like, even if you feel a nigga's wife is me, I can't stop how you think, right? But why? What's the point of saying it? Like, think what you want. Niggas don't care. The fact when you say it, that's when it becomes a problem. Like, you don't have to say that. Even if a nigga asks you a question, be like, man, why, that's some boy, nigga, that's his wife. Why would I speak on that? So, I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know. I just, you know, I think, you know, Jarvis is well within his reason of being like, I don't fuck with you. Like, I'm with Stack. Like, in person, that would have to be something.
Damn. That is a
problem. Somebody wouldn't do that in person. Yeah,
but Layla, think about it. Like, you call my wife mid, like, it's crazy. Like, because everybody, I think because somebody on the internet be, niggas feel like, they could just say whatever they want. You feel me? Without any repercussions. Right. Nigga, if we was in person, niggas wouldn't even be thinking this. It's, hey, what's up? We cool. Like, it's the internet that got niggas feeling like they can just disrespect anybody. You feel me, B? And that's what's going down. Oh, your wife is mid. Nigga, what kind of shit is that? You feel me? Yay, what is that? And yeah, you already know what happened the other night, nigga. So it's like, nigga, it's more fuel to the fire. You feel me, bro? So it's like, you know what I mean, Brody?
I don't know. As a, if I was married, I would never disrespect another married man's wife.
Let alone even as a single man, though, bro. Even as a single man, it's just certain morals, principles we know.
I'm happy. I'm happy for the internet because where I'm at, they dumb out, bro. And I know everybody like to run that line, but the truth is, whatever this shit don't be worth your ass going in no box. I promise you. These young dudes, bro, these motherfuckers, they not gangster either. They not gangster. No, they ain't finna fight. You might, even if you beat them up, you might work them. They are sliding unless your ass moves somewhere else or you incognito. When they see your ass at Dunkin' Donuts at 8 a.m. in the morning trying to get your little coffee, because they dumb. They crash test dummies. Their egos are so driven by what they think it makes them tough, you gonna lose because they just don't have nothing to lose. So you have to avoid their ass because they just dummies. They kids with guns that don't know when to not like do something, throw your life away. We see their ass on the thing every day. They ass going down, doing something to somebody. They may get away for a week or two, but eventually the investigators get their goofies. They get them, bro. Somebody tell or they so sloppy. They did some shit, a camera called them or some bullshit. I just avoid theirs. I know they 110 pounds, twisting up their hair, pants with no belt on, looking like they ass slept in the same thing they've been wearing for the last couple of days. I know exactly.
And I want to be, and I'll be wondering, Rico, how they get a gun.
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. But them shits be, they ain't got no shortage of them shits there. Like, I'd be like, yo, bro.
Nah, especially in different areas, Rico, because it's like some areas, yay, and you know, like, niggas could walk in the store in Walmart and just buy a gun, nigga, with your ID, Rico. Nowadays, nigga. Like that's why all these
stage,
areas.
The stage is open. Stage not open, yo?
Not mine. Boston's not, bro.
The stage, can you open the stage? Hey, Dr. B. AB.
Yo, what's up?
I wanted to do that room you was talking about and shit like that. We supposed to do that shit this evening, right?
You doing it today? Sorry, I'm in Five Guys.
It's Friday evening.
I mean, it's on you. I'm with it. I ain't got shit to do. Just hit me later.
You ain't got no people that want. You ain't got no people that wanted to get it popping?
I done forgot what the room was. Oh, the marriage.
It's about you, basically.
Yeah, the people marriage, bringing their wives. Yeah, they're not going to bring their other on the app.
Nah, they ain't gonna do that, especially with all the smoke that's going on with Jarvis right now. Nah.
What's the room again? What's the room supposed to be about?
People bringing their wives on to the app, Andre, or their, you know what I mean? And then I guess B and Ye ask some questions. It's like a little interview style. But after what's going on with all the, you know, the med and what happened in hospital room, I don't think niggas gonna feel safe to bring their wives on B or just feel comfortable or secure with that after like a little smoke. So. Yeah, you might have to reschedule it, just being 100. But it is a good idea. But I'm just saying, right now, niggas ain't going to want to bring their wives on because of the smoke that's going on. That's all.
Where's Jarvis at? Nobody can bring... You can't call Jarvis B? Notice that little click over there, right?
No, Art's here to bring his wife.
I got a room for y'all. I want y'all to... I want y'all... Now, I'm giving this to y'all because y'all okay with me. Not the speakers whose voices are recognizable, right? We know Layla's voice. We know Andrea's voice. Get the women in the goo that have the little yellow star that's anonymous to come in the room. Everybody anonymous. And then I want you to talk to people that, and then see what they align with. And then like as a different emoji. And then you show the person who align with themselves with that emoji.
It's like a blind date. Some matchmaker blind date.
You're not as slow as your PTRs make you seem.
I like that one too.
Why don't you run that room?
Huh? I don't do kind.
Why don't you run it?
You can do one room. Out of town.
At least one.
Yo,
room.
Yeah, I might crank one back up if you and B ain't doing one. I might crank Mike back up. I'm on my way back to the crib, so if y'all want me to,
fucking
I can.
Crackhead! You're this fucking crackhead.
Ooh. Hey, listen here, champagne glasses. Reveal yourself now.
I ain't going into that room.
But how y'all feel about
I ain't going
that,
into
though,
that
yo?
Room unless I'm sneaking around.
Yay, but how you feel about that, though? If niggas disrespected your wife, what would you do? How would you feel about that?
Butt fucking with a pool stick.
Fuck it,
nothing.
But it's pool sick and too deep to stop.
Nah, I ain't gonna tell y'all this story. I ain't gonna talk to you.
Rico, come on, bro. While we here chilling, bro. Come on, bro. Kill some time.
Bro, my homeboy, this is real shit, I swear to God. My homeboy, he a dog-ass nigga, right? He just ain't never going to be faithful. I'm just like, that ain't my business. That's his business. But the man, this the shit I don't get. He got a main lady, right? This is how weird dudes be like to me. He got a main lady. His main lady that he so-called love. Like, him being a dog, this ain't nothing that's like you have to, like, guess. I don't know why the girl stay with him. Whatever. But now, everybody know this. So he in the... it ain't funny, but he in the club. He in the club, and another dude was trying to talk to his main lady. So he like, nah. He know the guy. He like, nah, bro. Like, she not one of them, bro. Chill. So I guess he went to the bar to get some drinks. Dude came back over there. He was like, bro. He know the dude. Like, then I tell you to chill. Like, he went to the bathroom, dude back over there again. I guess dude not getting the point. The third time, fourth time, whatever. He took like a shot glass and slapped the dude with it, right? He like disfigured his, he had to get stitches and staples and shit in his face. He tried to sue him like to get like the surgery. But my point is like, okay, that's, bro, it don't make no sense. You would do that to another man's girlfriend in a heartbeat. Why did you do that to that man for, like, so when I seen him, I said, what was that shit about, bro? Like, I get it. That, like, that's your lady. But you, so when it come to your lady, that's different than everybody else's lady. Make that shit make sense.
Most niggas are hypocrites when it comes to their old lady. Or won't even PCR their old lady, Dr. B. You want to wake that up? Dr. B. Niggas be on here. Dr. B, you serious, bro? Because you call out the bullshit just like me. I just be sitting back and letting people just talk, nigga. I know the bullshit, nigga. Niggas be talking. But they ain't never PTR'd or pulled up with nothing. Nigga, what is going on? And the math never maths, nigga. So niggas be, I be feeling like niggas be lying. And yeah, you know that, nigga. Cap, where's that? Show it. All this marriage shit. Man, shut your ass.
Not they fake marriage.
Nah, that's like Rico, that's really big in like
Latin for real? Culture.
So the men are known cheaters. But if the women cheat, they will beat their ass. Well, let me take that back. So in some cases, the women can cheat. So say like they fucking with an American nigga for money. A lot of Latin men kind of let that go because they want their bread. You know what I'm saying? They'll even offer up your girl. It's a very weird dynamic.
What the fuck?
Yeah, especially like in DR. However, the rule is you can't fuck another Dominican. So if you, and them niggas be cheating their ass off. But if the woman cheats, they will beat her fucking ass.
That's crazy. I was clowning the nigga because I'm like, the shit threw me. I'm like, bro, how I heard what the fuck? How you? He like, man, I told a nigga, bro, I tried to tell. I'm like, but you, this what you known for? He was like, yeah, but man, nigga, shit. He shouldn't have been. I'm like, it ain't even arrest his ass. The police let him rock. But he took some type of shit where he trying to sue him because he had to have some type of, I don't know. I don't listen, nigga, bro. I said, y'all wild, bro. Like, you would kill somebody. But it's like you an open ass, like no good at, like, to be honest, like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Shit was wild.
I think after the warning, though, Rico, like, or even after the second warning, like, okay, enough. Because a man try.
Yeah, that.
But like after the other man checks you a couple times, like that should be the end of it. Otherwise, you're really trying him. It's the same thing we were just talking about, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was out with my whole family one time. My sister-in-law is beautiful. And this guy sat next to my mom and was trying to get at my sister-in-law. And my mom, like, giggled. She was like, yeah, that's my son's wife. He went over to my brother. He was like, my bad, bro. Like, I had to try. I didn't know she was married, basically, and left it at that.
That's why I don't be trusting these dudes, Layla. Like, it's this dude I know. I'm out with my homeboys. I seen a girl, like, he had introduced me. It's a Spanish chick. I seen her. So we all, like, at a little downtown spot. I see her. Like, I'm out the corner of her eye, but she don't really know me like that. I see her with this tall black dude. I see her. So I'm just, like, seeing, okay, it ain't my business. I see her. I don't know if they broke up or what. Just by fate, it's like a week later, I see the dude. I'm telling my homeboy, like, man, shit, should I say something? Just mind your business, Rico. But then but he telling me, like, Rico, you would want to know if it was you. You would want to know. So I'm like, damn, man, I don't know. Like, he ain't really my homeboy. He just like, I know him, but I like, hey, man. So I just tried to play it off. I'm like, hey, man, you still with that girl? You remember that girl we were seeing? He was like, yeah, that's my lady. I'm talking about, now I try to describe, I'm like, the Spanish chick, man, you want, yeah. He was like, you were like, when y'all together? He like, but yeah, man, Rico, yeah. I'm like, so now my conscience, I'm like, damn, man. I say, I think I seen your lady with this dude. And he was like, huh? I'm like, yeah, bro. So then my homeboy jumped in. Yeah, bro, we was at the blah, blah, blah. My homeboy, he don't got no filter. He ain't trying to be discreet like me. He trying to get right to it. Like, yeah, she was down there with a nigga. Homeboy start want to, like, beef with us. He like, y'all niggas lying. That's why niggas be hating him, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, bruh. But I was like, I gave him the time and whatever. This is how I knew he knew he was telling the truth. Because he was like, man, she was at her auntie house. Wasn't my business, right? I'm just hoping this shit. But now he getting so aggressive. My homeboy like, wait a fucking minute, nigga. Don't get mad at us because you... And he walked off, so I know he went to go see what the deal was. Like I said, it wasn't really my, like, but I just, that's how I know, like, when it comes to women, a lot of these dudes don't, they be lying, man. They gonna do something, man. I'm telling you, they be acting like they don't care. But when it's the right situation, they be fucking spazzing for real, bro. It was a dude on here, I swear to God, yay. I don't know if you weren't in the room. He ain't on here no more. The man said, listen, y'all. The man said, and this dude, you could tell when people don't be lying, bro. Cause he didn't want to say this, but he was like he was real quiet. It ain't funny, but he was like, yeah, the lady who I've been sleeping with, she live around the corner. Her husband knows she cheating. He came over there and just brought her some money and wanted to make sure it was she all right. Like I know she here. I ain't stressing it. Just making sure she got like money and stuff she need. If she need anything, just tell her to, you know, whenever she come back home, I'm over there. And I'm trying to tell her, go back home to your husband. Like, go back to your husband. But she just like, she want to stay. I'm like, I don't want her here. You ain't me and you not like that. Like, I ain't tell you to think. You know, this is like a little exercise, a little fun, you know. And she like, but he like, bro, I'm feeling so bad because the man really love his wife. He ain't trying to beef or nothing. He just trying to make sure she's still okay. I'm like, bro, this shit is sanity, bro. This is sanity right here. That sounds like some shit Ye would have did, bro.
That's crazy. Why is male vulnerability still used against them? I feel like men make themselves vulnerable, yeah? They put themselves in positions to be vulnerable. Like, remember how me and Ye always preach that some people overshare when they come to our stages? We can talk in general. We can talk about perspectives, things that you've maybe seen. But once you guys start oversharing, you make room for people to make fun of you. You make room for B to come on here and laugh at your ass because he know you was lying in the other room. It don't matter. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. But stop oversharing. That's why, man, we come on here, have fun, bro. Conversations turn up, play some music, man. Y'all talk to the topic. It's all about fun. But once y'all come oversharing, then, you know, it leaves you vulnerable for people to poke at that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't like when, you know, they're poked at, but they like to poke at other people, laugh at other people, shit in the chat. As soon as somebody do some shit at you, now you, oh man, you know what I mean, Leo? Oh, not now, it's a fucking problem. Now everything's a problem. But yeah, that's why, you know, me and Ye, Rico, we leave people alone, man. Don't bother me. I don't bother you, man. Come on here, have fun, man. You dig? Back to y'all. That's why I think vulnerability is used against people, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it don't bother me. Like, the thing is, I think it's weird for other people. Like, you can't really, when we talk about like love and like the way I feel, like I think you can't overshare about something personal in your life, but when it comes to what I think like marriage should be and like how I feel about a woman, that's not gonna never make me feel a way, like, because men act a certain way. That don't bother me because I carry that weight for so long just being like around dudes. Like, so I'm like, now I'm in my free moment. Like, I'm in the moment, like the period of my life where I can be free, where I ain't worried about what other men, like I'm not gonna share about my personal family. That's why I used to post my kids on here, I did, but Clubhouse turned weird, then people start screenshotting stuff. They start like running around people PTRs on their PTR. I didn't understand it. Like it got to be real like corny.
It was like a dark place, Rico.
Like, yeah, like a dark place. The dark. But the whole thing was this though. When it comes like how I think I feel about a woman or what I think marriage and love consist of, if that's the vulnerability we talking about, that part don't bother me. I mean, I'll just be a sucker every day of the week because, like I said, I reserve the right to be a human being. And like trying to make me like extra tough or gangster, like in these conversations, that's not gonna serve me no purpose to try to act like I don't feel nothing or I'm always immune to like being upset or being heartbroken or being disappointed because things ain't go my way or things didn't work out the way I was planning. So those things don't bother me like that, but I don't know.
Nah, I feel you, Rico. You got to have tough skin. That's what I'm saying, bro. You can't be someone that's going to have soft-ass skin and be like, oh, why you talking? Nah, nigga. You talking in a conversation, you got to be
a lot of times, it'd be the women, Zach. It'd be the women that make men do that. Like, a lot of times, it'd be women that prey on men's vulnerability. A lot of times, women be some of the meanest people on here. To be quite frank, they be the ones that be the nastiest. Like when it comes to like you saying something, I heard so many women like jump on men that was just trying to share. So maybe it ain't a good thing to share.
Yo, Rico,
oh wow,
yo, this is crazy. Rico.
Came back just in time.
You hear Rico, buddy? What's going on, bud?
Go ahead, Gay. I mean, Yay.
Wow, you on fire, aren't you today, Rico? She ain't going to that goddamn clinic, catch that burning. Vaughn left. Stunner, you there, Stunner? Or you busy?
I'm here. I had to swing on the bell, huh?
It's crazy how you bailed on this earlier, you know?
I had to swing on the bell, huh? I'm here.
Oh, bet. What you think about the title?
Why is male vulnerability still used against them?
You do it. Your face put like I do it. AT.
Let me think about this. I don't use it against them. I don't do that. I try to be genuine. Sorry for my issues, but I'll be very genuine. I don't use it against them.
What you mean we don't respect sweetness? What type of what?
Who said that?
T.
I said it.
You're going to come back. You're going to come back and think about this. We're going to let you come back and
yeah.
Go kiss on the bell hopper. Go ahead.
I said it. I said y'all savage-ass beast on here made women mean. Like, y'all don't respect sweetness. I know for a fact I came on here, my tree-hugging flower child self, and y'all niggas reminded me and showed me real quick that you cannot expose that side of you to everyone. Like, people started playing in my face, calling me out my name, trying to like do the most. So yeah, but as far as like why is male vulnerability still used against them, y'all love to tell women, oh, y'all choose wrong, y'all are choosing the wrong women to be vulnerable with, duh. Like, that's the one thing I could say. For me, I'm going to use I statements because I'm not going to act like women don't do it. But I personally have never, ever, ever thrown a man's vulnerability back in his face, because that's one thing I do realize that is very hard for men to do, is to feel safe enough to actually open up. And I don't take for granted the fact that the suicide rate in men is higher than that in women. And that's because a lot of men don't feel like they have safe spaces. So I personally don't play that game when it comes to like men sharing things with me and throwing it back in their face. And that's even when they deserve it sometimes. So that's me though. Mute me, please. I'm doing my nails and I can't mute.
I'm sorry, T, for making you feel out of place when you put this app, okay? Sorry.
I forgave you. I forgave you a long time ago.
Can you meet me in Florida, St. Petersburg, so I can give you a hug?
No.
One, two, why? I want to hug you.
Mute my mic, please. Damn mess.
I think T is a sweet woman, though, truthfully, though. All jokes aside, she's very sweet. Don't piss her the fuck off. That's all.
You act sweet too, Nick.
Oh, Rico, if I kick in your metal nuts, bro, I'm tired of your shit.
Oh, wow.
Just leave me alone. Straighten the fucking nards. Just leave me alone, Rico. I'm not the one who just because I'm dark skinned don't mean you get on me. Get on Stack. He's the dark skinned man that was fucking with you forever. Now you scared of him.
No, it wasn't. Rico, you know damn. You know damn where that was yet, bro. That
wow. Yo, what a piece of shit. What's up, Rob? Jehovah. What's up, Brody? I mean, everybody, listen, we all know each other here, right? We've been around each other for some years.
What's up, Sam?
We have heard women. We have had women in our lives use certain things against us when we were vulnerable with them. So, to the title, why is vulnerability still used against men? Okay, well, I'm sorry. Why is male vulnerability still used against them? Sorry, my phone was sideways.
That's easy, yeah, because it's a vulnerability. It's a weak point. If you're trying to attack somebody, you go for their weakness. Me personally, I don't believe in being vulnerable with nobody because I don't want you to know none of my weak points. Because if given the opportunity, you're going to attack them. So that's why, like, for real, it's simple. People going to go for where you weak at.
That's a very dangerous wall to scale because it's like you can't be vulnerable. So how can you, like, how can you really connect? Because a woman know you're not being 100% with them. How can you really connect?
I mean,
it's the socialization. It's the socialization that they say that men supposed to like have everything figured out. Men supposed to know everything. Men supposed to never like, and they really believe this shit. And because men really believe this shit, when they can't do that anymore, when they feel like they don't have anything that they can do, when the money leave or they don't feel like they in control, they start to let their own thoughts get the best of them. And some of them go to the extreme to where they want to hurt themselves or end their situation because they've been conditioned the whole time like, this is what I'm supposed to do. And to me, like I said, once again, I get it, right? You can't just be no crybaby. But there's a line between not being a crybaby but also being able to communicate, hey, I'm feeling this way. I'm going through something. People say, well, go see a therapist. Whatever. Like, to me, if the woman that you got, if you can't even say when you feeling bad, to me, that defeat the whole purpose of being with somebody at all. Anyway, you might just be by your fucking self. Why would I be with you? And if anything that emotionally burdens me or troubles me, even, it's not about fixing it. It's about you at least listening. Okay, at least I feel like there's someone that's in this thing with me and I'm not by myself. And then I may try to figure it out later. But just to be like always like, oh, I'm 100% robotic. Nothing bothers me. Try that shit for see how long that gets you somewhere.
I'm going to be real, yeah. I don't think, see that connect thing? I think that's where we have a disconnect right there. Like, we don't have to connect on everything. I ain't got to like all the shit that you like. You ain't got to be into it. Everything that I'm into is I'm getting what I'm want, what I'm wanting from you, and is you getting what you want from me. That's all that matter to me. I ain't all that extra connection and all. I don't got to do all that.
Yeah, I think the ones to be connected like that, when they break up, they're the ones going to want to end they self. You know,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so you know, some stuff you gotta keep to yourself. It ain't none of their damn business. And as a man, why would you want to put certain burdens on your woman? Just like in the other room, you know, niggas like doing all that chatty patty pillow talk. Would you know, you gonna go tell her where the body buried? You know, even if she the one that got the body, you gonna tell her where you buried it so she can get mad at you and use it against you? When the pressure come down, some things you just got to keep to yourself, fellas. That's my opinion.
How do you decide what not to tell the woman that you're supposed to be with? How do you decide?
Well, I always say, don't tell your woman nothing that you don't want repeated. Period. Now you right. Take that.
That's hard. That's kind of hard, man. That's hard, bro. Because like, but
think about it, though.
That's the bad you way to tell live.
You gonna tell about the lick that you hit and how y'all did it?
Sure will.
And then when she found, out you got another woman or got a baby out in the street, she go running telling people. We've seen that. We've seen that story play out all the time.
It's stunning that PTR is stunning. But no, so at least for me, like just in general, like when it comes to how invested I get in a dude, and how I think a good gauge, in my opinion, would be like how much she internalizes or personalizes or how invested she is in what it is that you share with her. Like, does she take on your issues as though they're her own? Like in the example you gave, like there would be no reason for her to feel like she could use where you buried the body against you if she buried it with you. Like you got to know who really is there to be there for you and who is just there to be an observer to collect bones. And you know what I mean? Know where the bones in your closet are rested. Like what's the point of sharing with somebody that doesn't have any kind of interest in solving for you? Like men aren't the only ones that are problem solvers. If you're talking to a woman that don't have no kind of interest in like, is helping you to view things as the glass half full as instead of half empty and trying to figure out how to solve for what you got going on, she's not really that invested in you. She observing, she might be paying attention. Some of us are just nosy as hell, but that's probably a clear indication that she don't really care too tough about what you got going on. So
say it again that she just nosy. And a lot of these women in these relationships are just nosy. They don't care about the dude they with. They there, you know, how it benefits them. And so that's why, you know, you have to, this is just my opinion. That's why you have to, when you're in a relationship, you just have to, it has to be a long time before you really give all in. But a lot of dudes, they give all in up front. And then they wonder why they walking away with their heart broken. And
she's going to leave you regardless.
Yeah, and want to kill herself. Over a female, and it's just sad.
No, I'm trying to tell you if you don't open up at a certain time, she opens up to you, she's not gonna feel connected to it. Then she out of there.
So
because you chose to not be open, can I get it back?
That's a fact.
Connect with the next man, and then you wondering why every time that you got a chick that you know you can't keep it, it's because you wasn't being 100.
Don't know emotionally available woman want no emotionally unavailable man. But
right.
The other part of that is that men do take a bit longer to open up, and rightfully so. Like, y'all, I've been saying this on this app for the longest. Y'all love deeper, harder, and probably more, you know, whatever, than we do. And that's because y'all sacrifice more of yourselves in relationships once you are fully invested. However, but if she ain't curious about you neither, there's a difference between being nosy and actually being curious to the point of like curious because she wants to know more about you to understand what makes you tick, not to disrupt your peace, but to kind of understand you better. You know what I mean? To kind of add to your life, to add value to whatever. But yeah.
I never really met a woman that was that like mature a spot. Because when we get into a situation, then they'll bring up something that happened in the past that I told them about. And that shit made me want to put them in a huckleberry and choke the shit out of them, you know?
But what I'm saying, if I tell a woman something and she turn around and do something, bro, that speaks to her character, not mine. If somebody told me something on this app and I weaponized that against them on this app, that's not that pretty. You saying, okay, well, strategically, you probably let down a weak side of your show, but ultimately that you just a horrible person for trying to bring that back up. It doesn't matter. Like, you trying to strategically walk your way through what the person you so-called care about knows, it's just wild to me. Because then you're trying to...
What do you mean?
Huh? No, what I'm saying, if I'm with a woman, right, and I tell her something, and she brings that back up, or she tries to misuse that information in a harmful manner, I'm still not wrong for being vulnerable. She's wrong. Her character is wrong, not mine.
I'm not saying my character a woman. What does that do to me?
But Rico, who feeling the pain of that?
I'm saying who feels the pain of that?
Right.
I don't lose.
That's the same question.
I don't lose anything. I'm still who I am. She loses the trust of me telling her something.
But who?
She lost the fact of me respecting her in that way. I don't lose anything.
Okay, but who feels the pain? Who feels the pain?
We both. Well, you do. Well, hopefully we
no,
both
you
do.
No, because if you tell a mama something in confidence, or just say like you used to pee the bed when you was little, in the heat of a conversation or heat of an argument, she's that's why I used to piss the bed when you was little. That doesn't what her losing character, her losing this, that, and other, it doesn't mean that it hurts you.
No, okay, cool. Here's the thing though. The thing that you're okay, even if you're right, if it hurts me, here's the thing. If Ye lends me this, I'm using analogy, $100, and I don't pay him back, and I want to borrow $1,000, my credit is ruined. So what that woman has just did is put herself in a precarious position that now I'm never gonna tell her shit ever again. Even if I'm still with her, she just blew her shot to know anything, even if it's about her or something I want to discuss with her. Now, guess what? Because you did say that, that's permanently logged in my memory, and I'm never going to give you that opportunity.
And the emotion is over. The relationship is over at that point, Rico, because y'all going emotionally cheap. Yeah, that shit, y'all going to end up emotionally cheating with somebody else. And that's how it starts. Like, a lot of chicks don't realize that. Like, girl, you running your mouth and trying to emasculate your man and say, like, you, once certain things, you, it don't matter how much y'all move past it, ain't no real moving past it. Trust is like, once you ruin the trust, it's like you crumpling a piece of paper and then trying to use the iron to straighten it back out. It's never going to be the same. Like, it's never going to be the same.
I'm trying to figure out how y'all correlate emotional intelligence with vulnerability, because them two is two different things. I'm lost with
that. Completely different, Jehovah.
Yeah,
Jarvis, they want you to be vulnerable. They want you to be vulnerable so they can use it against you.
Louis, let him finish up. I'm sorry, Jehovah. Go ahead, my bad.
Man, y'all just throwing words on shit and it just don't make no sense. Like, I don't have to be vulnerable with you to be emotionally intelligent. Like, that don't make no sense. Like, and I think that the communication in these rooms, bruh, and the way y'all communicate with each other and just try to throw shit around be hilarious. It'd be hilarious. Because that don't even make no sense. But I'm gonna keep listening.
My whole thing is to what you're saying is I'm trying to ask the question, no matter what you call it, why do I have to sidestep? Why do I have to take a strategic point of place of view with the woman that I so-called love? Why do I have to second guess the communication that I give her for me to even conceive she's going to misuse it or misrepresent it in a bad way? If I'm the woman that I'm sleeping with,
it's just human nature, though.
I'm putting the intel in your hand that is safeguarded with you. The fact I have to double guess what I tell you is a bigger underlying problem than just whatever you want to call it. Yeah, some dudes on the street, that may be different. I can't say certain shit on Clubhouse. But the woman that I lay with, I got to do that type of hopscotch. That's crazy.
Hey, bro.
So, Rico, how do you properly vet someone? I'm sorry. To be able to know that you could be vulnerable with them. No way of doing that.
Yeah, it is, because you both share like together. Like, I'm pretty sure women are going to be a little more open first about something that they probably you didn't know about them, and which will lend to probably you feeling more comfortable to open up to something that they probably didn't know about you. But the thing is, this happens during communication. But just trying to hold back. What does hold back mean? Prove that you just able to retain information?
No, it gives you a certain level of protection. You got to learn how to protect your heart. We see it every day. We see it every day on social media. We see it in our everyday lives. Guys pillow talking with their wife, this, that, and another, or girlfriend. I just say girlfriend. Pillow talking with their girlfriend, this, that, and another. And then they get in the gym. And she uses it against him. As soon as she finds out or somebody come and say, oh, he got an outside child, this, that, and that, and there she go running off at the mouth. And we've seen that several times. So it takes time to get to the point to where you open up when you're involved with somebody. But you got niggas laying pillow talking from day one. They just met this girl, don't even know about this girl. I think it was Freeway Ricky Walsh. He told his mama everything about his operation, everything. And she turned around and was talking to his white girlfriend that was working for the feds, and that's how he went down. It was either him or Ray for Evans. I know it was one of them. But the point I'm trying to make is do not tell somebody something that you don't want repeated. And I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Because see, y'all wanna pillow talk and have all this intimate conversations with your old lady. But as soon as you piss her off, or as soon as you have a bad discretion to where you got caught cheating, or you got an outside baby, here come the darts. Everything getting thrown right at you, because she can't whoop you. She can't punch you in your mouth. Well, some of them do. But you get what I'm saying. She can't overpower you, so she going to use them words that will cut you to the white meat. And you would rather for her to have punched you in the mouth than to cut you up with words. And women have an art. It's a skill.
Who wants to keep it something that they've been going through for years, and they keep it to themselves, and they finally meet someone. Hold on, you talk for a long time. Just give it a second. And you finally meet someone that you feel as though you can open up with. Who the hell wants to keep, like, say something happened when you was young, and someone touched you in a certain way, but nobody believes you. This is a man, because a lot of men talk about don't want to talk about certain shit because it's not taken serious. And then you get into an argument with your old lady, and she end up bringing that shit up, like, that's why your ass ain't proper. You should have, before you got with me, you should have properly healed and dealt with that goddamn situation you had when you was a kid, and that man touched you. Like, what? Have y'all ever been in a situation like that, or known people that have went through certain things when their people brung their worst of their worst memories up?
I mean, and abused it. Men do that too. I think, like, I
was talking about a woman, no, and then you go straight to men. Don't do that, unicorn.
Let me finish my thought. I don't have any experience with dating women. So, like, the reason I said that is because I feel like, for me, like, I missed some red flags in the beginning, right? So, like, small indicators that this is the type of person that would do that. Things that didn't really matter that they brought it up. But once you know that a person is the type of person that will do that, you that's who they are. And I think, like, in the beginning, it may be like smaller things, not big things like what you're talking about, but they use like leverage in arguments, or they cut you in arguments. And if that person is willing to do that without knowing those things, imagine, like, if they know more.
I feel like
we missed the red flags in the beginning.
To Lewis's point, are we just gonna say, like, and I'm not trying to be insensitive, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm asking generally, are we gonna say that women can be horrible in this way? And what I'm saying is, I'll never forget the room I was in. I keep bringing this up because I was in there and I was by myself in a packed room, and I asked the men and they told me, hey man, I'm having some financial distress. I say, well, if your wife had a significant amount of money, what do you do? They say, I go to a bank. I go try to borrow it from my friend. I say, but you have sex with her. It's your wife. I don't care. Women will say, okay, that's your problem. That you should have had your finances in order. Have nothing to do with me. So once again, if this is prevalent, these were married men that were telling me this. I asked them about their wives. Then once again, I have to then pose the question, why do y'all keep pushing? A lot of you keep pushing this narrative about commitment and being together. If y'all know that, you can't tell you everything.
That was his wife?
There was more than one guy who said this. I'm telling about 10 dudes on this Houston that were married. They got on me. They double.
Yeah, I was in that room recently, so I heard
that.
They were like,
yeah,
I'm not asking my wife for nothing.
Yeah, they double. I wasn't married. They were like, well, you don't know. I said, so you mean tell me I'm broke, right? I had whatever happened. My wife's sitting on all this cash. I can't go say, hey, babe, look, I'm in this type of. They like, nah, bro, I'm going to first go to the bank. And if the bank don't got them, go to an advance. I may have to go sell. I'm like, why would you? She right there. They were like, you ain't married. So that, you know, they use that as a delineation tool to shut you up, to be like, you don't understand because you don't. To me, all I asked the stage was, if what they're saying is true, and I have to accept it if all these married men are saying it's true, I accept it. then why keep pushing for someone that isn't to know that this practice doesn't basically work the way y'all say it work? If these things are off limits, communication, some of it's off limits, my finances, when I get lower, off limits, my mental health can be off limits, my emotional health can be off limits. If I have to then be like worry about this with this person, then don't y'all think it don't make no sense to be with that person? That doesn't equate to me. I don't understand what the whole purpose is if you can't have all of that in one. Am I just overreaching here, like reaching?
Are these Black American women or American women
that they're married to? Draws on Clubhouse. What other room you think I was in?
Okay. All right, just checking something. Just seeing something. Okay. Go ahead.
The women came off their mic and said, hey, and I asked the woman, they got mad at me. I said, well, if I went to another woman that was a coworker of mine and asked her for the money, would you be upset? And they said, yes. I said, how could you be mad if I went to another woman that I had a problem with and that man, if you can't get it for your wife, and another woman said, well, hey, I'll give you a loan. They said, well, I said, well, you, if you don't want to do it, then the women even said, well, go find it somewhere else or go try to go get something else. This whole thing to me, I'm not trying to be funny to nobody. It seemed like a sham. It do. And I'm not saying that to the people that got. Yes. Yes. Because there are these gray areas and these lines in the sand that if you cross this way, you can't do that. And if you try to do this, you can't do that. It's almost like a rule book, a handbook that people have drawn up in their minds. And that once you don't follow section A41C, then this happens over here. You're not allowed to be a human being. You're not allowed to have the human experience within it without somebody judging every move or motive that you have. I don't understand it. So to me, I think people should just stay by their damn self. I'm just being honest.
Or Rico, what you could do is, if you are interested in that, have those conversations before you commit. Have the communication before you lock in. Because what happens a lot of times, people lock in through the physical, i.e. sex, as opposed to locking in the mental, getting to know the person, to really know who they are and how they move and which way they go.
Bro, there's no way predicting that.
But that's Lewis. Why you had a conversation, yay?
Hey, it doesn't matter.
If you sit down with your old lady and say, hey, if I fall on hard times and I ain't got some money, would you be willing to help me out, or would you be willing to sacrifice so that we could go forward, or so I could go forward, or could I get some money from you? And some women will say, hell no, you the man, you supposed to fix it. And then you know if that's not the answer you want to hear, you know she's not the one. But people don't have these conversations, yay. People too busy fucking. Or what happens if I get immobilized and I can't work? Are you going to, realistically, would you feel comfortable carrying the load?
That's true. You're right.
Then you have to figure the answer. Just like she could ask you, if I get cancer and I don't feel like having sex and my hair falling out, this, that, and other, you know, are you going to be comfortable with that? And these are the serious
Nobody problems. Knows that. Nobody knows until you really go through it.
No, you have people that say, I don't want no sick bro. You have guys that say that. Just like you have women that say, I don't want a guy to get ED at an early age.
He's right. So
you got to have these conversations, and that's the problem. People not talking. They too busy fucking.
The conversation, people still switch up. Like if how you feel about the person at any time or moment when something happens. Now, you ask me up front, hey, in 10 years, if my shit go limp and I can't do nothing no more, would you do it? And I'm like, hell no. But in 10 years, if I love you and we locked in, I'm not going nowhere. So you don't know that until you're in a situation. That's not like all those questions are just stupid.
I agree with Lewis. I just think, like, for me, Lewis, you're right. I just think my interpretation on with you, that we on the same accord. Like, I don't never think, like, I have to verbally express, like, to ask you a questionnaire. I just assume, maybe that's where I'm wrong at, that when people love each other, we gonna do whatever it takes to, like, go forward. So if I did need money, I'm not thinking that I need to, like, pre-qualify you to ask you, but maybe you're right. Or if you did get sick, I don't think that like, oh, you gonna let me down. But I guess those conversations are something people should have. I just thought that, like, once you with me, you're going to be with the person. Okay, y'all on the same page now. So, like, why you need to
ask? Oh, no, bro. You got to have them conversations because you can't never take stuff for granted. And I know it's like you don't know some things you're not going to know until you get to it. But at least y'all had the conversation about it. And that's why it's so important to have some type of plan in your life and direction. And y'all communicate this and get an understanding. Hey, if I go down, this is what we're going to do. If you go down, this is what we're going to do. You know, if you're in a serious committed relationship. But people don't have these conversations. They'll tell you more about who going to sit where at the wedding and what colors this, that, and other than the marriage plan. Get you a marriage plan. Hey, if this goes down, how are we going to raise the kids? If I go down, if I get sick, this is in place. I got this over here. You got this in 401k. Yada, 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 yada. Don't take none of that stuff for granted.
Are you, hey, Lewis, are you willing to tell me the truth right now?
Yeah.
All jokes aside, for real. Man to man. Did you do this already in your relationship?
I had a plan. I was on my purpose and I had a plan early. And we worked it. We worked it. And I think that's where we locked in at. But, you know, we was together 5 years before we got married. Yeah, so in the five years, that's where the plan had came out. You know, it wasn't nothing that I sat down and wrote out. But now it's imperative that you sit down and write it out. Because then that way everybody will know what's expected. Because people get into relationships, you know, sex is good, sex is fun. Then year six, they ready to go.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't on his purpose. She didn't know what was expected of her. Well, I thought you was going to do this. I thought you was going to do that. I had a buddy, fireman. Dude, I used to do a lot of work for him. He married this woman. As soon as he got married to her, she goes back to school and tries to get her a doctor's degree. And she wanted him to pay for it. They never had any conversation, no nothing. They ended up like getting a divorce behind that stuff because he said he wasn't going to pay for it. She was like, well, you my husband. You supposed to pay for it. Got into a big argument. He had restraining order against him out of his house. It was just crazy for lack of communication. That's why it's so important, man. It's so important for all the years that I've been here and observing. Yeah, people need to lock in mental first. And if I think y'all locked in on the mental side, then y'all had a half of the battle fought.
I think Leah said this the other day. She in the goo right now, but Leah said this the other day. She said, this did not believe her. I don't care who try to lie. Most men, you just never had a like a ride or die chick. You just never had a woman that would do. You just don't. You didn't. You haven't had those experiences.
Spit it out.
No, be honest. That's what she was saying. She was like, most men, the women that you have to convince them to be with you. You have to kind of like keep them in a space for them to really to kind of rock with you. And I think like if you talk to like a Leia or you talk to like a Tita Goddess, these things can be misleading. And why they can be misleading, because the generalized observation of relationships, that's not the way that it works, like in reality with a lot of people. That's a sweet notion, but it's not going to be a rosy. So we have to be honest when I look at it. And so into Lewis, what he's saying, I have to stop fighting it. Y'all say marriage is a business, it's a proponent. I'm going to start rolling with it, like leave my like romantic side of it alone. What I thought it like what I want it to be versus of what the reality of it, what it is. And that's, it's more so like for what y'all say. It's like it's some love there, but it's more business oriented. I'm like, to me, I'm so caught up in my Jodeci mind frame, I have to get out of that. Like y'all ain't gonna, Rico, you're not wrong.
No,
wait a minute, it's hold just on. Like I'm just being honest. I'm being honest because no, I can't Rico, keep fighting. No. That's a good notion to be like to have that thought, but that's not reality. Reality is that these things go left. They go wrong and people start to walk away and get upset. You need to have the proper paperwork things and you need to have all these things. So I'm no longer going to fight back on this premise of what I think that what I knew it to be, because I think I listen to too much R&B music. So now I have to break out of that Boys to Men, Jagged Edge era and really switch it to what it really looks like in reality. And that's that women, a lot of them, not, once again, not all, not the women on this stage, but a lot of them can be downright mean and heartless when things go bad. So I have to keep that in mind. And so maybe what Lewis said and what Jehovah's saying, that's the right way to go. Be, protect yourself, protect your self-interest, you know, do your thing, but don't go into it like all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed thinking like everything going to work out, because probably it won't.
Yeah, I have a plan, brother. I have a plan.
I think you have to have all of the above. So you do, you have one aspect of it and you think that's 100%. So it's not that you have to let that down. Kinda. You just got a brain. I sound low.
Yeah, hold on. My fault.
Do I sound better now?
Just go ahead. It still sounds the same. Go ahead.
No, I'll fix it.
Ruka ain't going like on no goddamn Josie, you know, that shit like that, bro. He gonna still be the same. Trust me.
Bro, I literally, in my mind, I see the woman with the thing on. I see, like, the man with, I see the kids. I see the people with the flowers. I see the music playing. I see the beautiful arrangements. I see you walking down there like, this is the woman. In fact, the man, you want to cry because you so happy that God has blessed and brought forth this woman in your life, that you looking at her, that now you want to cry because you so overwhelmed with joy and that you have been blessed with the thing you've been looking for your whole life. And now, to me, you go on, you do things together, you build things, you work in accordance with each other. You know, y'all build y'all life structure. And every day, y'all try to work to make that love grow. But now, more and so, what I'm seeing is, this is like, a lot of this is my interpretation of what it is, but that's not really reality of what it is. It's more so like it is more documentation than it is romanticism.
Stunner, what you were saying, Stunner?
Hold on.
We know you never get married either, yay, so that's a far-fetched thing.
Don't damn my life like that, okay? Don't jinx
if
my
y'all,
life.
If you do, I hope y'all have premarital counseling.
Yeah.
No, I just feel like Rico has one aspect of it, and he wasn't thinking about the other side. Like, there's just a lot of sides that's going to equal up to be 100. You just took that 140% of it, and you thought that was the end-all, be-all. But it's just more than that, even with being a parent. No matter what the relationship is, there's always more to it.
Because I think the more stabilized, like, think about this, Jay. I'm going to ask you one stat. I don't know. I get it. Like, I think, I always say this. If men that get stabilized, right, when I say stabilized, like, you do your trucking, Stat got his business. I know Stat got his lady. You probably, whatever, but when men, as they become resourceful, I ask myself, why? Like, I get it. Companionship, sex, that, but why? Like, you have to be, why do highly resourceful men at this point, like, where they figured out life, now they go back, like, they gonna go get a woman, like, and now try to, it doesn't really make sense to me. I'm not saying it can't happen, but most times, if I'm going through life good already, and I got a woman that's, like, kind of, like, and I'm having, like, hanging out, why do I want to make, like, mess that up? Why would I ruin that to me by doing something that don't need to be done? It doesn't need to be done. Like, I have, like, you come over, you hang with me, you chill with me. We in the high rise. We take the coupe out. You put the top down. You go to, you know, you go to all these things. And that doesn't mean I don't care about you, but then I have my freedom to move about. I don't see how, to me, when I think about, like, this thing with a woman that's not willing to, like, bear, like, kind of bare knuckle it out, why do men that's already there be like, you know what, I just woke up one day, I want a wife, like, now I'm thinking about getting married. It don't like make sense to me when I try to make it make sense in my mind.
Wow, Rico, yay. Well, how do you feel about that, man?
I don't know. I think about the title and stuff like that. I listen to y'all. It's kind of discouraging because even Rico brought up a conversation that he had with a bunch of men, and they still couldn't be vulnerable with their women. And when I think about people like coming together, boyfriend or girlfriend, try to be, you know, take it to marriage, you're supposed to be able to share anything with your lady or her with her man. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what me and Leah were saying yesterday. If she can come up and talk about it, I don't know where she went. But we were saying that yesterday, bro. We got to be comfortable with your people.
Yeah, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of discouraging to tell you the truth that people can't be have compassion. And I mean, like, even when you're gonna have a certain conversation, so like you get a little heated, just think 4, 5, 10 times before you sit there and you break somebody forever in that relationship. You know what I'm saying? In that marriage or something like that. So it's kind of discouraging, but I don't think all women are the same, but it's a small hand. It's a handful of women that you can really have those conversations with. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
It seems like it's a chess game.
Vulnerability and compassion, though, yeah. Vulnerability and compassion is two different things. I don't have to be vulnerable to be compassionate with you.
Oh no, man. It seems like y'all playing chess.
Like, why y'all so hung up on telling people where y'all weak at? Why? What's up with that?
I don't know. You married, Hova?
No, but I'm in a relationship.
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm in a relationship. Like, married in a relationship. That don't matter. Like, why y'all so hung up on telling people where y'all weak at?
This shit sound low, too, Hova.
I mean, whatever the dynamic of the relationship.
No, I was saying, right? I'm in a relationship. So, I'm at work, yeah. My bad. I'm at work, but I'm just saying, like, what I'm in a relationship, but whether I'm married or not, what that had to do with me telling my weaknesses to people? Why y'all so hung up on telling people where y'all weak at? Like, that don't make no sense.
They love telling where the body buried at, yo.
Taking shots?
No, I'm just saying.
So, yeah.
You gotta put some protection on yourself. And see, you know, everybody ain't moved in certain ways. And certain guys are moved a certain way. They couldn't let certain things be known. And I'm just saying it like that. And so when it comes over into the relationship, you're not going to tell your woman everything. She's not going to be sitting up in the witness stand telling on you. Not directly, because what happens is they say, well, we're going to take them kids. Or just like a partner of mine, just seen him the other day. He just came home. They told his old lady he had a baby out in the street that he did not tell her. So she was scoring.
So why do things be in that situation then, Lou?
You're talking to the trauma in some of these men. Like, some of these men don't want to be seen because they aren't ready to see anyone. And they're approaching love from a very opportunistic, what can you do for me stance versus how I'm going to show up and serve a person that actually is here to serve me as well. Like, going into a relationship and immediately thinking that you need to guard yourself, safeguard yourself from someone and show up and operate from a survival stance, like you're in survival mode with your person, it says all, like, that should tell you everything that you need to hear or everything that you need to know about those individuals. Like, that's just how it is. Like, some people don't really want true connection, and that's okay. You know what I mean? To each his own. But yeah, nah, it makes absolutely no sense to have a counterpart that is just as equally considered an op or a person that's here to hurt you. You know what I mean? Like, the thing about me is, one of the things that I learned from my elders is you can never trust the person that can't be trusted by the person that they sleep with. And if you can't, if you cannot trust the person that you sleep with enough to allow them to see you, you're not a trustworthy individual. And that's that on that. Like, you putting your life on the line to lay with somebody that you don't trust, you're not trustworthy. End of story.
Well, yeah.
And the thing
to me,
about...
it's, though, like, this simple. Like, if I enter a relationship, right, I don't have to dig all the way in my bag and tell you everything that hurt me and what triggered me in the past, because I didn't move on from that. If it happens while I'm with you, then I'll address it. But I don't have to tell you everything that hurt me in the past and all that. Why would I even bring that up? It just be like, I just feel like these women just be wanting to be a safe space all the time. And I don't need you to be my safe space, love. I don't need that from you. I need you for other things. But my thing, like, I say this all the time, bruh. People be trying to make people need their partners for what, like, you can't make me value my partner for what you value my partner for. You can't tell me why I value my partner. I can't, if Andrea, I'm going to just use her for an example. If Andrea with a man, and this man is a brain surgeon, and he got four businesses, and he give her $500 a week and buy her a new car every 2 years, right? If Andrea value that man for the $500 and a new car that she get every 2 years, I can't tell her to value that nigga for his brain. I can't tell her to do that. And y'all be trying to do that all the time. That's crazy. Value people for who you value them for. Stop trying to tell people why they should be with somebody. That should be, y'all be out your mind,
bro. I hear what you're saying, and I hear your point, and I guess you're right. Like, everybody different. I don't know how y'all ain't never been with no lady and y'all felt safe. Like, not that she protect you safe, but you felt like you felt like emotionally guarded. Like, you felt like you was at your
anything.
Like, yeah,
yes, you was at your most happiest. Even with me feeling safe, I still don't tell them everything.
No, I get like, it. I get it.
Certain things I just don't roll the dice with. You literally have the opportunity and the choice of walking past the dice game. Or go and join a dice game, gang. I choose not to roll a dice. Y'all can't be mad at people for not rolling a dice. Like,
no, I'm not mad. I just don't want to be. I just think that, to me, in my personal opinion, sometimes it'll feel like you will be shortchanged. You're not getting the full experience, to me, out of what that could be if you was. And I get it, right? Maybe some things you can't, because I think the things that men protect women from, because women are so worrisome about those things and they don't want them to. I think that even comes from a place of protection. Like, I don't want you to worry as much as I worry or don't. But I don't know, man. I think Rico, women, this is my personal opinion. Hold on, I want to say this and y'all can have it. I think that to me, because I've been around dudes, bro, I swear to God, bro, I've been in every neighborhood, like, bro, I've been around that, I'm telling you. And to me, my most content, peaceful place of, like, clarity has always been when I was in the company of a woman. It just always has
been. Yeah, you're right about that, brother.
It's been that way for me because I'm not worrying about nobody, like, trying to, like hang on my every what I'm saying, use my like it's always been like a certain calmness to where like my nerves get calm. I can't explain it. It's but almost
Travis,
you know how my room go for years. Don't do that. But Rico, all I'm saying is I'm not saying you don't have to be emotionally unintelligent or just locked off from your woman, but vulnerable has a meaning. When you think about a suit of armor, the vulnerable parts are the weak points. Literally, I'm not about to be sitting around and talking to my woman about where I'm weak at, but that don't mean I'm not emotionally intelligent or I can't communicate with my woman or I'm not getting the full experience of my woman. I'm just not telling her where I'm weak at because I don't need her to help me with that.
Can I speak after you, brother?
I just want to make one point to what he said, and you got it. I see, to me, I think that's what me and you lose each other, Jehovah. Even though I may be weak in those areas, for some reason, I don't mind her knowing that I'm weak in those areas. It don't bother me that she knows it. It don't make me feel weak that she knows that these things are not my strongest areas. I think that's where, like, when you keep saying the vulnerability or the weakness,
Like, to me, to another man, I don't want him to know that. But to a woman that I'm with, I don't care that she knows it. Like, I don't.
I agree, Rico, but that's the title. Why is male vulnerability?
No, I know.
It's because that's what we weak at. They're going to take it.
Can I speak now? Can I speak?
Go ahead, big dog. You got it.
Thank you, brother. Yes, male vulnerability is something that you gotta cherish and hold to yourself. How do I say this, like, without making me the enemy in the whole room? Because I'm gonna say something probably that women don't agree with. But the one thing about women, and I'm being completely honest, and I love my woman to death. I love my woman to death. But if we get in an argument and I say, hey, I don't like when you do this. And she goes, well, your dad beat you when you were a kid. Shut the fuck up. I'm like, what? I told you that in confidence, baby. So I'm just being honest when I say this. And I know, like, women, I'll tell you, anytime you tell a woman something you're vulnerable at and that you're weak at, she will take that, hold it in her back pocket. And when you least expect it, boom, boom, shoot at you. And you're like, whoa.
Or put it on the shelf in the front hallway.
Huh?
I said, or she'll put it on the shelf in the front hallway and go get it when she needs it.
Why do women do that, though? Why do women do that? I swear to God, I've never met a woman that doesn't do that.
That's the wrong woman, brother.
She can't kick your ass physically, so she do it verbally. And any man in here knows a woman.
That makes sense. That kind of makes sense.
Because a person in the street could say something to you and it don't, oh well. But when your woman say it to you, it stabs you in the heart. I'd rather for her to punch me in the mouth than to say what she said, because now I'm fucked up.
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gotta never use my man's vulnerability against him to beat his ass verbally. Never ever.
Why, you beat him up?
Because we know as a man's woman, you know what gets him to ticking. You know what pisses him off. You know how to get him going. You know how to, calm him down. Like, you don't have to, like it's unfortunate that y'all really have experienced this. And I'm not saying it to be funny, because I really do. As a woman that's experienced a man throwing my vulnerable stuff back at me, it's not a good feeling. So I completely empathize with y'all, right? However, in the same way I chose the wrong man, y'all choosing the wrong women. And if y'all aren't going to make them feel safe, they're not going to provide you with the safety. So sometimes, you know, like, even in that situation, at the end of it, I had to sit back and look at myself like, yeah, there were moments where I probably contributed to him not feeling like he could be completely safe with me. And that's why he probably felt like he had to weaponize some shit that I used or I told him to attack me or make me look or feel a certain type of way. You know what I mean? But that's really not all of us. And even in those moments, I ain't throw stuff back at him that I could have. So yeah, we're not all doing that. We really aren't. Some of us actually do honor those moments that y'all give us, like those times that y'all actually show us all of who you are. You know, like, yeah, I like that. So yeah, nah, it's not, that's not a thing. Yay, mute me. My nails, sorry.
Yeah, I would never mute you, man.
I ain't gonna lie, she right. It's not all of them, but it's too many of them for the roll of dice. So I just rather not roll the dice. Like, it's just certain shit. Like, and you never know what a person going to do until they put in that situation. So if I meet you, I don't know what you going to do until the situation happens. So I just rather not be in that situation. Like, it's just common sense to me. Like, I'm just good.
I think I can
separate. No, I get what you're saying. You don't know if she's right or not. I got you.
I think I can separate when I was a younger person, right? Just hear me out for this. And I don't know. You can separate, right? When you was like a hormonal fool running around and you just looking at chicks, like you just looking at yams and stuff like that.
But now, as you older, and I pretty think pretty much every man on this age should be a middle-aged man. On y'all damn sure ain't no young men. On y'all think so? Maybe I don't think. But anyway, like you don't think the connectivity adds to the intimacy. You don't think like you being connected to that woman in a way adds to the way that you share with her, in the way that you that actually shows up in intimacy with you together, knowing that to me, I would think what you consider vulnerability to be a weakness, I would think that actually shows up as a strength, because the strength then is the bridge that you both use together to form of some type of bonding together.
We broke.
Wait a minute, relax. I'm just saying, because to me, I don't understand how people, if you're gonna climb on top of a woman, or you're gonna be laying next to her, and to me, but your reservations about what you would actually talk to her about, I don't. And then, you know, Louis, you keep saying pillow talking, but those are the soft moments at 3 o'clock in the morning. That is the time that when everything is quiet and the world is still, and she's laying there, and you have done everything that you need to do, and y'all talking about whatever, you call it pillow talking. I call it communication. She's laying there, and I'm there. She's there, and so now I'm feeling like I want to talk to my lady. I want to talk to my baby. She right there next to me, and I'm right there, and everybody's asleep, and she's up, and we probably had a little bit of adult time, and now we just relaxing or whatever we're doing, maybe eating a snack or watching TV or whatever. Why would I then be like, okay, now at these moments, like, you don't think at near-death experiences, Lewis, and I'm going to land here, you don't think that when people go through traumatic, like, say if me and you almost die in a car together and we go somewhere, it's going to make me be more vulnerable with you to be like, yo, Lewis, remember, bro, we almost died in this. So how about the woman that actually has been there through all these times? You don't think that I want to share with her also? Like, it's not just for her. A lot of that is for me, too. To talk to somebody for me too. You don't think it helps me to be able to share? It's kind of wild.
I'm not saying. I just want to respond to this, and I know the other brother wanted to go. I'm not saying don't have a conversation with your woman. Okay? That's not what I'm not saying. I'm saying, like, when we talk of vulnerability, let's say you work at an office and you had to fudge some numbers to show that you were doing something. Doing better than you actually doing, and you had to fudge some numbers. Now, why would you put that on your woman? Why would you come home at 3 o'clock in the morning like you said, yeah, honey, I had to fudge some numbers at work, so, it, you know, when I get the review, it looks like I'm doing more than I'm doing. Why would you put that on your woman? Why as a man...
Say that again, Lewis.
Let's say you work at an office. A man works at an office and it's time for review. Now, he had to fudge some numbers to make it look like his production, or he was doing what he was supposed to do, but he was behind, right? So he fudged some numbers and only he know what he did. Now, why as a man, why would he come home and tell his, put that on his old lady?
Can I jump in? He should. I'll tell you why. And that's in many, many years. I understand that vulnerability. So as I was listening, it's two parts of the conversation. You are already in bed naked, but you don't want to be emotionally naked. You don't want to be spiritually naked. So you want to guard and hide parts of you, and she's already saw the physical parts of you. And the parts of you that you, both of you, need to share is the parts that everybody probably already sees, but you can't hide it. There's the one thing people misunderstand about themselves is that another person who has solved the problem in their lives know where you are in yours. It's like a parent to a child telling the child, don't put your hand in the stove. When I talk to men, grown-ass men, my friends I've grown up with, they're asking me now, yo, man, how you stay married for so long? I say to them, you are emotionally immature, and you did not know how to commit to yourself, so you couldn't commit to a woman. These are my grown-ass 40-year-old friends that have 3, 4, 5 baby mothers. And I have one woman, 4 kids, very successful, because I put all my money in one home.
Yeah, I'm about to
open my woman. I built myself to build my woman. So all I'm saying is, we as men have to first be comfortable in those areas that you're working on. So no matter who come at you with it, you're already doing the work.
Thanks.
All they have to do is tell you where you are, because you already checked that box. This is where I'm at. Because the person already see it. what the problem is that we are all, not just men, people are trying to hide what they can't do. So they run their mouth, and when it's time to show up to show results, you have none to show for it. So you might as well be honest with yourself and say, hey, look, you know what? I'm broke. I'm not poor. It's the difference between broke and poor. Or, you know, imagine going to the bedroom with a girl telling her you got 12 on you, and you show up at 3. You might as well tell her you got 3 on you when you meet her. So that's like saying, I got a college degree and you got a high school diploma. Girlfriend got a nursing degree. She can come by your conversation. You can get a high school diploma. She probably don't care. It's the hiding of what people see that becomes a problem, because we already feel it. We see it. We sense it, because people who have resolved issues in their lives know people who are still going through it.
Yeah, I want to just read through it. Black wrote something in the chat, and I disagree with you. And this is what it says, Black. And you know, I'm one for let's do the scholarship. It says vulnerability is easily hurt or can be seen as a weakness. But when someone is vulnerable, what does vulnerable mean in a person? Vulnerability is when someone openly shares their emotions, thoughts, or beliefs. Doing so not only fosters open communication, but also helps to cultivate empathy within a relationship. Whether in our family or work environments, we are often in a chronic environments of invalidation. So vulnerability sharing, you see it as a weakness. You, and that's what the term means. But sharing something that you're vulnerable with can open a line of communication, could also lead to empathy, can foster a better relationship by getting someone to share something of yourself, which you may consider that may be a vulnerable part of you. So it creates a connectivity in a way without you just trying to do so. So just because you see it as, oh, I don't want to do that because that's going to make me look weak, that person could be like, it took a lot for you to be vulnerable to me. I recognize that that wasn't easy for you to say, or that wasn't something easy for you to share. And now that you shared that with me, I appreciate that. That further gives me insight, not only into you, but to something that's happening within us as a couple or as a team. So I don't necessarily see it as something that's bad, bro. And this,
I want to say this, right? Right after me, I'll throw it to you. I think to answer the question, the title of the room, why is male vulnerability used against them? I think it's because there's a few immature women out here, and there's a few, you know, women that are not solid that have used that against, you know, used it against men. That is a thing. It's still, to me, I still believe that a man being vulnerable with a woman that has, especially if she's proven that she got your back and she's proven that she'll hold everything down for you. If you've used discernment and you decide, like, this is the woman that I want to fuck with because, you know, she's a rider. She's been showing you, you know, in and out, day in, day out, week in, months in, years in, whatever it is, being vulnerable with that woman, I think strengthens the relationship, right? For me personally, I couldn't date a man that couldn't be vulnerable with me because I know how solid I am. I couldn't even take you serious. I wouldn't even think you like me if you can't be vulnerable with me. And that's just me, though. I'm not going to project that on a man. If a man say he don't get vulnerable with a woman, you just ain't my man. I can't take you serious. You could be friend zone. We could be cool from a distance. But that's part of my requirement, that a man that I engage with and a man that I'm laying with and doing all the things with, I need to know where the bodies are. And same with you. You need to know where the bodies are, because God forbid something happens to you, I need to know how to hold you down. I need to know how to shut the fuck up. I need to know who I'm going to call when something happened or if something happened to make sure you straight. Like, I don't need to be blindsided by anything, but that's just my requirement. I couldn't date a man that's not vulnerable with me. But I'm also one of the type of women that I can't say never, maybe when I was in my teenage years, maybe 19, 20, probably said something back to a man that he said to me before. But as an adult, as a grown woman with a husband, absolutely not. Anything that he's vulnerable with me with, I feel honored. Anything that he's vulnerable with me, I feel like, damn, of everybody, this man choose to expose that to me, I would be a damn fool to ever use that against him, even if we're in a heated exchange or some type of disagreement, because I know how men are when it comes to not being vulnerable. So I'm never going to risk, him isolating again because I was mad one day and threw it at him. But that's just me, though. I couldn't take a man serious that couldn't be vulnerable with me. And I peep it from the dating stage how you are. I don't expect you to tell me everything when we're dating, but I would see what you trust me with while we're dating. And if I could see that you could trust me with a certain level of you know, vulnerability, I'm like, all right, we could be, okay, I bet when we get together, like officially, he could do a lot more because here he is, you know, proving that. But once again, to each his own, that don't work for every man. But for mine, yeah, that's a requirement.
But why? Why do y'all want that so much? Like, what does that do for you, for him to expose his most vulnerable? Here's the thing. I think if a man, most men, I think they operate like this. If they're vulnerable about something, they'll work on it within themselves. And by the time they share it to you, they don't care if you use it at all because they've gotten over it. But a man to still be dealing with it and then tell you about it, I don't think that's what y'all really want. And maybe I'm wrong, but if that is what you want, my question would be, if it's not for some sort of deep-rooted form of control, then what is it for? What's the necessity? What's the use case of it?
Because two becomes one. I don't date. I'm never dating you just because. If we're dating, we're dating with a purpose to do life together. So for me, I know I'm very resourceful, very resourceful. I know that I can, as a woman by myself, there's certain rooms I could get in. There's certain things I know that could change your life as my nigga, right? So if you have a weakness in any position, I might be able to use some of my resources to make sure that you're filled wherever you feel like you're empty. A lot of y'all don't got it together. A lot of y'all still working on getting it together. Most of y'all don't have it the way y'all would want to have it. And if you have a resourceful woman that understands that you are working on it, you ain't there yet, but you're working on it. If you are deliberate with that woman, guess what she gonna do? She gonna jump out the window to make sure that she help you get to it. But a lot of men haven't had that kind of woman. A lot of men got women that just fucking on them. They fucking on her. We might as well end up in a situationship in the whole nine. So because you don't see longevity and you don't see that as a foundation, you don't see permanence. So because you don't see permanence, you don't know when you're going to feel like getting tired of this shit and get rid of it. So there's no need for me to be vulnerable because I'm not planting seed there. I'm just here for a good time, not a long time. But from my vantage point, when I'm dating, I'm vetting to see if this is somebody that I can actually be symbiotic with. I can actually be one with. And wherever he's weak, I could fill in. And wherever I'm weak, he could fill in. God forbid, I think the example I think somebody just gave about you fudging the numbers. Hey, let me know this, because God forbid something happens and you end up in some type of trouble, because we already talk about this and we already pillow talk. I know, okay, maybe he may get fired. If he did get fired, guess what? It's time for me to strap it on and step up now, because he already told me this, and whatever he did at that job benefited our family or our union. So because he did that and he told me about that and I benefited from that too, guess what? Now I know, okay, for the next 6 months, girl, you got to pay the mortgage, the insurance and everything, because he took a chance and the chance back. Fired. Like, that's how I'm thinking, because I know what you're doing is to benefit us and the union. So now I know, okay, he took a chance. All right, bet. It was all good when he took that chance. It was all good when that bonus came through. He got caught up in it. Now I got to step up. I got to make sure. But if you just get fired and I don't know why you get fired, I might not want to step up, because you didn't tell me what you was doing over there. You was hiding that from me. I don't know if I benefit from what you did. I don't even know what you did. So it's like there's so many different angles you could look at that. But once again, I'm not telling men just be vulnerable with anybody. I'm not telling men to be reckless and just be pillow talking with every and anybody. But if you got a solid one that especially she already shown you that she rock with you, from my vantage point, like I said, I gotta see vulnerability, or you gotta move around. And I might not be the woman for you. There might be women out there that don't care to talk and don't care to get deep. That might be the woman for you, and that's okay as well.
I mean, Miss Andrea, I just want to say, Miss Andrea, the unicorn, or Jehovah Kyle, y'all got it. I supposed to been transferring people. If y'all want to keep I'm gonna leave y'all. You know, if y'all want to boom it or whatever y'all want to do. You know, y'all mods, Jehovah Kyle, y'all. I'm supposed to be. Stack got a room. I don't have the link to the room, but that's exactly where I'm going. But whenever y'all
want to, I can over, boom it if you want to slide over there, everybody.
Whenever y'all finish, I'm gonna go over that nine unicorn. You and I, okay. y'all, all y'all good people. So I'm just gonna go over that now, okay?
Okay.
The thing I wanted to add to the vulnerability is it builds trust. There's a common ground that it crosses, which is vulnerability is people seeing you in crisis and stepping up to assist in a crisis. You don't want to be around anyone when you got $1 million. You want to be with them when you're broke. So when you get $1 million, you can share it together and enjoy it together. That's trust. So vulnerability is, I understand the word, but what we really lead into is, do I trust the person enough in a relationship to grow with them?
And I don't think a lot of people trust like that. Like I said before, I don't think people see permanence in a lot of the situation that they partake in, a lot of the situationships or relationships that they partake in. And so they just, you know, they got to hold that shit down. They got to be guarded. And like I said, that's fine. But it just kind of like erodes at a foundation when you feel like you can't be vulnerable.
And to add to that, sister, the thing about that is about a lot of us don't have our shit together. The best part of my relationship with my wife is she met me when I was broke. So now she can spend all my money. And people say, I always tell people I don't say no to my wife. They say, why? And I say, why should I? She gets all my money. She was there at zero. So I'm up now so she could do whatever she wanted to do, because I never really needed the money anyway. I got it for my wife and my children. And they're good and make me good. I go out to work to provide for my family so that they're okay. And the only thing I step into my family life to do is to make sure my children could take care of themselves. Really and truly, you know, I learned this lesson from an older man. It was a joke, but it's kind of true. I say, you know, when I come home, I give my wife my wallet. And I say, pay the bills. So that when she runs out of money, she starts managing better. She knows exactly how much money to spend because she knows that's the money that's coming in. So she don't have to ask me where the money went. She don't have to think if I'm spending it outside my home. I'm spending it in the home on you and the children. So the trust on that alone let my wife realize that I don't have a joint bank account. You have my PIN number, you have my bank account number, take my wallet, do whatever you want to do. But make sure when I come home, my fucking house is in order. My kids have never been hungry, they've never been dirty, and their bellies were full. And my house is good. Because that's what most men want, to know that they could go out, risk their lives, come home, and their home life is in order. You know, and that's another aspect of life that women got to work on. You know, when it was time to buy my house, I told my wife we ain't spending no money for the next 4 to 6 years. She ain't spending no money for 4 to 6 years because we knew we were holding it down to get a house. A lot of us don't know how to go into that grind and forego all those immaterial things that don't add value to your life. Things don't make you happy. People make you happy. And the best part about being successful is having people to enjoy the money with, which is called family. But that's what you're doing it for.
Rosa, you holding it down, Rosa?